Okay, it's the third night of Hanukkah, and I wanted to accomplish two things tonight. I wanted to, first of all, eat sufganiyot, okay? No, that's not the first thing, actually. I see the latkes are here, but they're for 10:30. How are they going to stay warm till 10:30? I don't know. I ordered latkes for tonight. I believe that's it. The reason is because Dover Halamid Minyan, are those the latkes? Because Dover Halamid Minyano, it's near the applesauce. Dover Halamid Minyano. It's for 10:30. It's not for now. Is that latkes? Is that latkes? It's for 10:30. I ordered it for 10:30. Oh, I don't know. I brought this for now. That's for 10:30. That's for Mishnah. Yeah, why not? Rabosa, I wanted to accomplish two things tonight. I wanted to go over the halachos if you're not home. How you light, what you light, when you have to be mishtatef b'pruto, when you have to light yourself, when you have to light b'nei chashad, when you can be soimich on someone lighting for you in the house, what to do when you're not home, number one. And then if there's time, if you don't run away at 9:15, 9:20, before Chavis Halvav this year, I wanted to go over Mo'os Tzur Yeshu Asi, go over the Taich of Mo'os Tzur Yeshu Asi. It's always a good idea to know what you're talking about when you're davening. Good, so let's start. So we're not going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah. I made like a list. It's really very simple. It's complicated, but I do need a Mishnah Berurah. Could someone get? Because we're going to have to refer to the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah at times. If you don't mind, get also, please, a tour in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was hoping for an Eis Chanukah to do with Bisoda here. No, I wasn't Zeicha.
An Eis Chanukah, usually people come back from a trip, they're all knocked out.
I had an Eis Chanukah in reverse for Otzko. I had to do 8 days work in one night. Thank you.
What are you working on now?
Yerushalmi Orlo, Yerushalmi Bikurim, English, Yerushalmi Brochas Hebrew, Mishnayos Tmura and Me'ila.
Oh, wow.
And the Dorim Hebrew, Bavli.
Oh, wow.
End of this drug, the Bavli.
What?
Yes, it's on.
It's out already. They finished Shmos.
The second
they
one.
They finished Shmos.
The second one is not. You can't find it here. I called someone here.
They finished Shmos already.
But they finished. Yeah, I get it.
What, you need it now or enough if you have it by the time Shmos rolls around? Do you have the first volume Shmos?
No, I have Brace, 2 Brace.
Believe that, I'll get it for you. I mean, I don't know, Gittler should have it. I mean, if he doesn't. Okay, let's go. Rabosai, there's three situations when you're by someone else's house. You could be a ben bayis by someone. You live there. That's your house. You're a ben bayis. You could be a guest, an oreach, also called an achsanya, which means that for some halachic reason, and amazingly, it's not that clear how to be magdir it. For instance, the most common case is you go away for a couple of days somewhere. Are you an achsanya or do you become the bnei bayis? We'll see. We'll see what the achronim say. But it's a little a shtickle vague area. Some achronim, heintika, as they call them, hold that you have to go away for the only way you could be subsumed into that household and become a ben bayis there is if you go there for the whole Hanukkah. The medayik in certain, I'm talking about the Heintika place. You go into the store, you see the kehilchasos and nerish ubeso, kemitzvasa, and all those kind of svarim. So some claim and maintain that you have to go, and the medayik in the earlier achronim, that you have to be there for the whole Hanukkah. Others say, nah, it's enough if you're there that night. If you're there that night, some are machalik if you go to your parents' house and you're there that night, so you become a ben bayis. But if you're stam there and you're sleeping over, maybe not. But if you go for a couple days, then yeah. Anyway, that's the parsha called Achsanoi. You could be by someone bekvius, and you're soimich al shulchano, and you're there bekvius. That's called a ben bayis. That's not an achsanya. That's a ben bayis. You're part of his household. Then you have an achsanya, where you're not there bekvius enough to be called a ben bayis. But you're there enough to be called an achsanya. You're there. You're an achsanya. You're a guest. And then you could have a situation which is called shnei balabatim dorim bebayis echad. where nobody's an achsanya, you have nobody's by anyone else. They're each their own balabayas. They each have their own food. They each have maybe their own entrance. We'll see. You have shnei nobody's a guest by anyone. There are two balabatim hadorim by yosechad. Okay, now.
My probates. Yeah.
What?
My probates. People at college.
Yeah. Yeah. Or roommates. Yeah, I'm thinking of a dorm. You mean roommates that take a dira together?
Right.
They take a dira together, right? If you're by someone else, you're not in your house. You're by someone else, but forget what I said about you're not in your own house. If you live by someone else, bekvius, and you eat his food, you could be in Europe they used to have a melamed living by someone, a live-in maid, you could have a live-in Jewish maid maybe, and she's Jewish, she's b'chuyav in Erech Hanukkah, but she's a live-in maid, she eats their meals, they give her food, and She's you know, you're there bekvius. That's the lush in the Achrayim. You're there bekvius. So you're bechlal the bnei bayis. You don't have to be mishtatif bepriti. You don't. What we'll see by an achsanoi that there's an inyan to be mishtatif bepriti. So if you're by someone bekvius. Now bekvius, it's not so clear what's called kvius. Let's assume for a moment you go away for the whole Chanukah. I'm telling you, some Achrayim hold you have to go away for the whole Chanukah. So people go away for the whole Hanukkah. They can go to their parents' house for the whole Hanukkah. They can go to an apartment up north for the whole. So it's wild, but some Achrayim do say it. They have to go away for the whole Hanukkah. So that's called the Kvias. But Kvias doesn't eat 30 days like by Mezuzah. You know, Kvias. So some say one day is enough. Some Achrayim say if you're there one day and you're eating, you go to someone and you're going to eat and sleep there. Go to someone before the Zman Hadlaka. You're visiting a friend, but your plan is to eat supper with him and to sleep there. And you're eating his food, obviously. He's not charging you and you're sleeping there. Shabbos is already maybe two nights even. So some Achrayim hold, there I would recommend being Machmir, but some Achrayim hold, for that day you've become B'nai Beso. You're B'nai Beso. And the case of Achsanoi would be if you're paying for your food, or if you're there maybe only one day, maybe you need a couple of days. It's not clear. It's not a clear area.
So you say being machmir, what would you recommend being machmir?
Machmir just means to be mishtatef bepriti, or to light your own. So again, if you're b'nei beso of the person, then you don't have to be mishtatef bepriti, except if you want to be from the Mahadrin, you would be mishtatef bepriti anyway, in order to be Mahadrin, or you could light your own. There is a shita, and that's what I'm going to look at the Bir Halacha now, in Tofresh Ayin Zayin, the Riamaschil Loses. Ayin Mishnebura, that a Bocher Hasoymech Al Shulchan Balabayas. It doesn't say where he sleeps. Maybe he sleeps in yeshiva, but they used to eat teg, and they had, let's say you have a steady Balabayas that you eat by. And you Hasoymech Al Shulchan, he gives you food. So you're b'chal b'nei beso. You're there steady and you eat of his food. That's, you don't have to sleep there. That's called your b'nei beso. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. You don't have to be mishtatef bepriti. You're there b'kvias. So the Bir Halacha says, Ayin Mishnah Berurah ma'ashikosav b'bocher ha'soymech ha'shulchan b'alabayas nein sarach lishtatef u'midivri ha'bogan avram v'ayin b'prichodosh. This is the Bir Halacha now talking. V'ayim b'prichodosh de l'didei b'chol gavnei tzorech l'hishtatef. Now, what do you mean b'chol gavnei? It doesn't mean like the people of the household mamish, like my children. My children. So it means like an outsider who has assimilated into the household by virtue of the fact that he's eating his meals there and he's boarding there and he's staying there. So the prichodesh holds he always has to be mishtatef bepriti. And the Bir Halacha brings it down. He doesn't say that. He doesn't bring it down in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't even say I am Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah when he says you don't have to be mishtatef. But in the Bir Halacha he brings it down and he is not doiche et me halacha. Like he brings it down, you know. So anyway, maybe you want to be from the Mahadran. In other words, if whatever the case is, in other words, I would recommend being Mishtatif always, if you're, even if you are there Bekvias, because of the Prichadash Hashita. And anyway, you want to be from the Mahadran, presumably. And all it takes to be from the Mahadran is to be Mishtatif Beprita, you're ready from the Mahadran. Yeah, because you're lighting also.
If the house,
then you don't need the priti. If you're Bnei Beso and it's Ner Ishu Beso and you're not even doing the Mahadrin, then you don't need to be Mishtatef for priti.
Yeah, but this is the priti that comes to that. It'll save your Shaila.
The Mishnah Berurah.
He says it comes to
Mahadrin. He says, Ain't Sorich. No, okay. His lashon is ain't tzarich lahadli, but the Bir Alocha's lashon is ain't tzarich lehishtatef, unless he wants to be from the Mahadran. Okay, maybe there's something to delve into. It's a good shaila. As Mahadran, because he's lighting for me also. He's lighting for himself. He's lighting for me. I'm not under the heading of Bnei Beso, which is covered by the general Ner Ishu Beso. I have to light, he has to light, he's my shliach. When you mishtatef b'priti, you have to stand there and listen to the bracha. And it's mamish like a shlichus kilo you light, so then you'll light the Mahadran.
But if you need it to be mishtatef.
If you need it to be mishtatef.
Then you're not Mahadran, you need
why?
It to be, still Mahadran.
You're automatically Mahadran, because there's no Nerish Ubeso, you're not part of his bias. You have to be mishtatef because there's no Madrega of Nerish Ubeso, because you're not Beso. When you're in Achsanoi,
why do you have to light?
What?
Why do you have to light?
Every Jew has to light Neres Chanukah, except if you can't.
Bench,
if you can't. If you live on a park bench, then you have to light on your park bench, according to many Achrayim. Loi Miboy, according to the Supreme Court, that Paskin, the park bench is his house, and you're not allowed to search it without a search warrant. So Rush Limbaugh tainted that that solves the whole homeless problem. They're not homeless. Rush Limbaugh tainted that according to this judge, there's no homeless problem in America. Because that's their home. The judge Paskin, that's their home. He Paskin, you need a search warrant to search the bunk bench that the guy's sleeping on. That's his home. You need a search warrant because you're not because of the Fourth Amendment or whatever. Okay, let's move on.
What's a good amount of modern money for what's a good amount of printing? What do you mean, 10 agorot?
Yeah. A minimal amount.
Too much. I mean, I've just been concerned. I've never heard someone say, but if someone pays too much, might it not be like, I mean, isn't the idea that he's sort of buying a part of
the expenses? Part of the shaman.
So if he pays more than what it's worth,
But there's no shear. The guy, we paskin that maker adin, the guy does not have to be moisif bishvilo. You're just paying a shear in the shaman. So a shear could be any amount.
Right, but my concern is if he pays too much, it might be like he bought the whole shaman.
You don't give more than a shekel. What do you give a shekel? Give 5 shekel.
No, that's what I'm saying. It might be too much.
It's not going to be too much because there's no set amount what he's giving you. So you can say, give me 5 shekel worth. Give me
5 shekel. Too little? That's not less than a pruta.
I don't know. I think they're phasing out the 10 agorot, brother. I think I read the paper. The five they're phasing out, yeah. Soon they'll phase out the dollar. It's not worth anything. Let's go. You can give a shekel or 5. Okay. So that means if you go somewhere for Shabbos, so maybe you're called a kavua. It's not clear. It's a gray area, really. The Achrayim are not sure themselves. I could see that you went for Shabbos, you're a kavua there. Maybe it depends if you're a son or a son-in-law. I really hold it does depend. If you're a son or a son-in-law and you went there, so you reconnect to the bias, so to speak.
What about a father or a father-in-law going to a son?
What do you mean? A son going to a father?
What if the father goes to the son, the son-in-law?
Then I wouldn't be so quick to say that he becomes a ben bias. There are achrayim that say even if you go for one night you're a ben bias. There are other achrayim say a couple of days. Some say for the whole Chanukah. I hold that for Shabbos is like like Shabbos is kaveil lemaiser. Let me finish the thought, please. Like Shabbos is kaveil lemaiser, You know, it has a chashivas. So you go somewhere for Shabbos, I hold it has a kviyus in itself, and even if you would be the same amount of hours during the week, maybe then you'd be called an achsanoi, but Shabbos, I hold it as sore. Shabbos, it's a kviyus. You went for Shabbos there. But again, it's kedai always to be mishtate for priti anyway, because of the Mahadran, and some shittos, the Prichadosh hold, you should always be mishtate for priti, and the Bir Halacha is not, although he doesn't bring it out in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Bir Halacha is not doiche, the Prichadosh. So maybe there's an inyan to be chayshish for it. Why not? It doesn't take much to do it. Okay. If you're in a place where you're eating your own food, you're eating your own food. You're not home, and you're brown bagging it. You don't trust the guy's kashrus, or maybe you're in a hotel and you're eating your own food. Now, oh no, I'm take back the hotel. I'm talking about you're by someone else's house, but you're eating your own food. Okay, so now, really, every achsanoi, they could be madlik all of bebeso. If you have your wife at home, and every achsanoi could be yotze with his wife's being madlik for him in the house. But if they're not lighting for him in the house, or he's not sure that she is, or she's not home also, you know, I'm old, the wife goes away, he went away, the wife went away also. So no one's being madlik olav beveso. So then he's in a position of being an achsanoi. So that's the basic din achsanoi. In other words, you're in a place not bekvias, or if you hold that even one night would be a kvias, then the case would be you're eating your own food. So you're in someone else's house on a temporary basis, not on a kavua basis. So that's called achsanoi. And the Gemara says you shtatef bepriti. Now there's really the Rishonim talk differently the point of the din of achsanoi. Some say the point is that you might say, some Rishonim say, you might say he's potter in Ganson, it's like he doesn't have a house, and Chanukah is like mezuzah, so you might say he's potter in Ganson, kamash malon achsanoi is chayav b'ner Chanukah. And others say that the point of the Gemara is that he has to be mishtatef bepriti. He can't just say, you know, be moitzi me. This is not his house, so this is not near issue beso, so he's not automatically included in the household, so therefore he has to be mishtate bepriti, so it's like he's lighting also, and so he's lighting in his temporary house, and that's good enough for Ner Chanukah. Either you don't need a house, big shayla achrayna with Pnei Yeshuas and Kivegas, we're not going to go into that now, the parasha if Ner Chanukah needs a house or not. Let's say people were in the airplane all night, or they could be on a train all night. Let's say they would let them light. Let's say. So some machrainim hold that I'm a chayiv to it. It's not called a bias. Some say, yeah, that it's a chayivus haguf totally also. Okay, anyway. So that's the case of achsanoi. But realize that it's always when ein madlikin ola bebeso, either because no one's home and I don't have a mind. If madlikin ola bebeso, then the only time he would have to take care to do something is when there's a chashad. When there's a chashad, maybe because of chashad. So it's always kedai for the achsanoi to be mishtatef bepriti or to light his own because of the chashad. If he just does nothing and folds his hands and is soimach on his wife's hadlaka, it's possible there's an inyan chashad that we'll see in Ner Chanukah plays a role. And his machayev, the people he's by, the people he's by don't know that his wife's lighting for him, so they think he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that he has no interest in Ner Chanukah. Okay, so that's that case. That's the case of achsanoi. Now, by the way, when we say to be mishtatef bepruti, it's really taking advantage of a halacha that we paskin midiraisa kesef is kona. The Rabbanon, you need a Kenyan Mashiach or Hagbah. And the Miri explains, I think it's the Miri, that for the Dvar Mitzvah they were Mekel. You find this in a Mishnah, in Chulin also, that for a Dvar Mitzvah they were Mekel and they allowed the Kenyan to be Chal Bepruta. So when you Mishtat Bepruta, it really means you're making a Maisa Kenyan and Chazal are allowing Kenyan Kesef here. So really, if the guy wants to give you a matana through, let's say, Kinyan Chalipin, and you know, you don't have money, you could run in and have, you know, it's right before Shabbos, you didn't come with any money. You want to be Mishadim Bepriti, you don't have any money, you can make a Kenyan Chalipin. Just give him something. You give him your yarmulke, right? And he picks it up and he's maknet to you, or chelik in the shemen. No, he can give you a present too. The point is not the money. The point is you're acquiring a chelik of the shemen and the psilois, that says in some sources. But you need darchei kinyan. He can't just say, I'm lighting for you. I have you in mind. That's not, no, you have to, when the din achsonoi kicks in, then you have to be mishtat de pepriti. You need a kinyan. You need it to be your oil also, your wicks also. Okay. Now, but that's if you want to pick it up. But then people don't know the halacha of that the makneh can't be koneh for you. The owner of an object can't acquire it on your behalf because it has to leave his rishus. So you have to look for someone outside the house. It's very unwieldy to pick it up. Sometimes it's in the menorah already. You're talking about a girl comes for Shabbos, you know, and it's in the menorah already, and she rushes in and she doesn't have any money on her. So I guess Kenyan Chalipin I would recommend in that case. You should give something of hers to the Baal HaBayis, who should lift it up and be makna her a chelik in the Shemen through Kenyan Chalipin. Okay, she doesn't have to give him money. Okay, now. Okay. So if his wife is madakol of a veso, so then Mikra Adin Achsonoi doesn't need anything, but it would be there's always a problem of chashad, so therefore he should be mishtatif and he should have in mind, he should be careful though. If he's making a bracha, if he's lighting himself and making a bracha, then he should specifically have in mind to not be yotze with his wife's lighting at home. His wife might be being mechavan to be motzi him. I mean, these shadows come up all the time. I had guys calling me up. They're going to a hotel. They're flying to America. They're landing. You know, these things happen. It's very, very common. So you should have in mind, if you're going to light yourself and you're an Aksanoi and you're going to make a bracha, you either light before your wife lights at home, depending on the time zone maybe, or you have in mind that you don't want to be yotze with her hadlaka. So then you can make the bracha safely, if you're making the bracha. If you're being mishtat, okay, so.
Can you do it then? Like, let's say your wife is lighting and you're not sure if you're going to make it to light yourself later. So you want to be yotze only if you don't. Like, my brother was a lawyer years ago, and I remember he wasn't sure if he was going to have to stay.
So if I remember to light later.
And so the first Rob said his wife should light for him, but he was, because he didn't think he was going to be home.
Yeah, and he should have make it
and
tonight.
Then, but what if he's going to get home? No, I'm asking. I'm just thinking now.
Well, what's the case?
He's going to get home.
The guy's going to come home 11 o'clock at night.
It's either 11 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Then his wife should light for him at the time of Hadlaka.
He should have a guy that he's not going to be motzi with her if he's holding time to light. Maybe he can get home.
I would start asking questions. Does he light inside or outside? Are the people going to be asleep? But if he lights for the outside people and he's first going to come home 11 o'clock, then it's a low kedai. But if he lights for the inside people and everybody is going to be up and hopping at 11 p.m., you know, the household's lively, I would tell him to light without a bracha when he gets home. Because of the problem of re'iyah, because the whole problem of Araya Ner Chanukah Tzorech Levarech, some Rishonim hold that even if his wife's lighting, we do not pask in this way. But many Rishonim hold that even if his wife's lighting for him, but if he's not going to light, so when he sees Ner Chanukah, he has to make a bracha. We paskin, it's only if there's no lighting being done for you. But many Rishonim hold even if here, so you avoid that halachic problem, so he should light when he gets home. Without a bracha, then he doesn't gain the bracha, he doesn't gain much. He gains seeing the Ner. Which is also a mitzvah. That's what some say. There's a mitzvah to see the Nair. He still doesn't gain the bracha because misafik is that. Kids, if a guy always lights inside, and he's in a and he's traveling, and he's going to get home first 11 o'clock at night, and his lighting is always for the inside bnei bayis, and the bnei bayis are going to be basically up when he gets home, I would tell him to light when he gets home without a bracha, to have in mind to be yotze with his wife technically. And to light again when he gets home without a bracha, so he'll be mekayim the mitzvahs rias ner Chanukah. If you're in Israel, maybe, and you're going to see Neres Chanukah on the trip home from the airport, you're going to see hundreds and thousands of Neres Chanukah in the Chanam. So then I would tell him to light for the inyan of rias ner Chanukah. Okay.
It has to be a Ner Chanukah that they were Yotzei Mitzvah.
And not an electric light.
No, the Chabad lid in the middle of the square or something.
Right.
No?
Wachaira. Wachaira. But then you run into a problem. You know, once you say that, what happens if you see a Ner that's lit more than a half hour? So you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah's Riya, you're seeing it after a half hour. It's not Pashat. There are Achrayim that suggest that you have to see it within a half hour of it being lit. Others say not. But there are such that say that. But I guess, okay, even if you say more than a half hour is also called a Ner Chanukah, Lagavi this at least, but I guess the menorah in the square of the town is not. It's not so posh. What about the Ner in the Shul? You make a bracha over the Ner in the Shul. So you say that's a special Takanas Chazal to light in the Shul. You know, but some say that lighting where there's any Mokom Asifas Rabim on Chanukah is similar to lighting in the Shul. And it's not so. It's not so like, oh, it's like no halacha. Do they make a bracha Chabad when they light? Do they make a bracha? Why do you hope not? It's not so. If there's a multitude of people gathered together, it's not. There's makom to make a bracha. There's makom to make, just like you make a bracha in shul. If it's a kvius, and they do it every night, and they do it every Chanukah, and it's a makom on Sifas Rabim. You can make an argument that it's like a shul.
They for sure do. Do it every Chanukah and every night.
They make a bracha.
I don't know if they make a bracha.
Yeah, I'm saying if they would make a bracha, I don't think it's such a crazy thing to do. So crazy. It's okay. On the scale of craziness, I don't know, 1 to 10 scale of craziness. Okay, actually, contrary to popular belief, we basically covered most of the cases. If you have a conflict, like someone called me up before, there's a Shabbaton, people are coming, so they're sleeping in one place and eating in another place. So, we pask in the Mokum Achila Zikr. That's your Mokum. Now, that doesn't mean if you happen to be eating supper one night Chanukah in someone's house that you have to light Neiros there. If you have your house, you have your house. And you go home and you light. Pick yourself up. Or tell, if you're in the middle of a good meal, so tell your wife to light for you, Bisman, if you can't tear yourself away from the steak. But if you have, like, you're coming for Shabbos, and they're sleeping by people and they're eating in the matnas. Or every yeshiva has this. So you light where you eat. Where you eat is the ikker. You light in the dining room. You light where you eat. Because they have their own entrance. Because there's an Indian. If you have your own Pesach, maybe if you have your own Pesach. No, I think you light where you eat. You're supposed to light where you eat.
No, that's only if you're eating by one people and you're sleeping by other people. But if you have your own home, you light in your own home, but you're eating somewhere else. Right? That's what you said.
They consider it, the Achrayim consider the room as their house, and they like eat. And they consider the perspective to say you light in the room. It's a big shaila in the Achrayim. I mean, every Achrayim talks about it. The perspective to lighten the room is to view the dining room as a cafeteria, not as a dining room where the family called the yeshiva eats their meals. But it's a cafeteria. It's like, doesn't belong to any. It's like,
you know, like a restaurant.
Like a restaurant. And their room is their home. And they eat out. And they eat in the dining room. That's the perspective to lighten your room.
And the rabbi would agree, in that case, that would be the Icarus.
I don't know. It depends really how it's set up. Sometimes it's in a different building. Then certainly you would, you know, and it has its own Pesach, so there's a din of you have to light. I have no problem to tell people to light in the dining room, and that's like fine. You don't have to light in your room. You light in the dining room. I have no problem with that way. To me, the chiddush is to light in the room.
Wow. Even the yeshiva boys.
Yeah. To me, that's the chiddush. Because the pashtus, I don't know. When I was in yeshiva. My home was the dining room. I went to my room to sleep. Couldn't sleep in the dining room. Okay, we're going to stop here. I want to learn Moel's Tzur. What? I'm going to, I have this, he goes through Mosur here. Let's learn a little Mosur. Okay, Mosur Yeshua Samuel. I don't want you to get for me. I'm in a quandary. No, I want hot water. Moshe, I was miyached for you. Shalom Aleichem is the right word. I was miyached for you, whatever you want. It says like Moshe Bert in the Japanese.
What do you call it?
Grave, same
grave.
Chanukah's Drabbonon. Impossible. Hmm.
Yeah, I see.
Take this one. Okay.
That's the best.
So first of all, what are we doing? We're being Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you, who says this? I am sorry. Who says this Mira? Thank you. Anybody here say this Mira Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Yam Eslonu Yesho Fid Yom Shabbos Day? It's in the Zmir's book before Baruch Kilel Yom. I have a tune for it. By Rav Abba, we came up with a tune. It's a very hard song to put a tune to because most songs have four lines, and this has five. It has five lines in each stanza. We didn't have a tune, but we had a tune by Rav Abba, Chassidus Nigun. You may know it. No, it's a famous Nigun. It just fits. It fits a five line stanza. And that's what we sing in my house. Anyway, that song is like Mol Sur. It goes through all of the Golios, Goluyos, all of the Golos, and how Hashem saved them from it. In fact, you probably don't even know the one. You don't know the Niggin. You never say it. So the stanza about Chanukah, Utsfir Ha'izim, that's Utsfir Ha'izim is Yavon, Higdal Atzuma, Vagam Chozos Arba, Olo Lemromov, Vlivam Dimu Lashchitzas Ruchumov, Al Yedei Kohanov. Miger Miskomamov. How do they call it? Miger Miskomamov. Chazdei Hashem Kilo Samnu Kilo Chol Rachamov. Anyway, the idea of Mosur Yeshuasi is the same thing, that we go through the various Shibudim that Klal Yisrael had in different Tkufos, and we're Mispalel. So Mosur Yeshuasi is a general statement. Hashem is Tzur Yisrael, we say. Hashem is a rock. You say until him, he brings up Hayeli Litzur Ma'oz, a strong rock. Selah Chazak. Ma'oz Tzur. Tzur is a rock. Ma'oz is strong. Ma'oz Tzur is Selah Chazak. It's like saying Selah Chazak. Hashem is Selah Chazak. Yeshua, see? L'cha Noel Shabeach. Tikon based Tfilasi is you should set up. Establish the Beis HaMikdash. That's based tefilasi, based tefil, ki beisi, based tefilo, yikarei l'chol ha'amim. V'sham, todon is abeach. When the gula comes, we'll bring a carbon todon. What do you think? Hello? This better be an emergency. I don't know yet. Is there going to be Yerushalmi Shia tonight? I doubt it. 10:15 or 10:30, 10:45. Anytime after 10:30 is fine. You know what? Don't do it. Let me go home by bus. I'm in the middle of a shiur now. Goodbye. Le'eis tochin matbeach is okay. Mitzor hamanabeach. So the Oyve Yisrael are called tzor hamanabeach, like demanabeach kiklovim, barking. Barking enemies, and tochin matbeach means poshut. It's a very, picturesque way. Hashem is going to slaughter them. Tochin, you will prepare matbeach, the shechting of the, our enemies that are bark like dogs. So again, Moos Sur Yeshuasi is Hashem is a selah chazak Yeshuasi lechano el shabeach. Tikon is second person singular. Not third person female. We're talking to Hashem. You, tikkun based tefilasi. V'sham toldonos habeach, will bring a carbon toda. Leis tochin matbeach, at the time when you will prepare the slaughtering of mitzor haman habeach, the enemies who are barking like dogs. Oz egmor b'shir mizmor chanukas hamizbeach. Okay. Then we talk about golos. So that's a general statement. The first we talk about golos Mitzrayim. Ro'o sovo nafshi. We had a lot of yisurim in Mitzrayim. Sovo nafshi. B'yogon kochi chila. My strength ebbed away. Chayei meruru b'kushi. That we know about Mitzrayim, right? V'yemoros chayeim. B'shibud malchus egla. Mitzrayim is called an egla in Yirmiyahu. Egla yefeifi o Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called an egla in the Navi. So b'shibud malchus egla is a specific reference to Mitzrayim. Uviyado hagdola hosias asivula. Right, that's what we were called. The yisum lisagula mikol ha'amim. Chel paro b'chol zaro yordu kevin b'mitzula. Zaro papshtus means of Mitzrayim. Chel paro, v'chol zaro of Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean pashtus the zaro of the chel paro. That would be funny. Chel paro v'chol zaro of Mitzrayim. And the zara of Mitzrayim. Yordu kevin b'mitzula. You know that from Oz Yoshir, that imagery of Yordu b'mitzulos k'mo oven.
Okay. One
of
three ways, though.
No. Now comes Golos Bavel. The Devir Kot Shoheviani is a Kodesh Baruch who brought us to the Beis HaMikdash, brought us to Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis HaMikdash. Devir Kot Shoheviani. Devir is one of the names of the Beis HaMikdash. Vegam Shom Lo Shekotati. But there was no Menucha for Klal Yisrael there. Uvon Noges, that's the Nebuchadnezzar. He's actually called the Noges in Yeshayahu. The Higlani, he sent me into Golos, Kizorim of Adati, because I did Avodah Zarah. The Yain Ra'al Mosachti, that's imagery that comes from Tehillim, that it's poison, I drank from a poisoned cup. It means I suffered a lot. The Yain Ra'al is poison, actually. Mosachti is from the Lashon Yain Nesach, really. That I drank or I mixed from Yain Ra'al. Kimacho Varti, and then like Kimacho Varti, you know, the Kalali Sol could have been totally lost in Bavel, who knows. But Kate's Bavel, the end of Golos Bavel, Zerubbabel was accomplished by Zerubbabel, that's from Beis David. There was actually someone called Zerubbabel Ben Sha'altiel, who, Lekate Shivim Noshati. Now comes Purim. Purim's the fourth stanza. Kros Komas Barosh Bikesh. Now, Barosh is Mordechai, that you have Tachas HaNatzot Yalev Barosh. So Barosh is a kind of cedar tree, and it's a reference to Mordechai. So Kros, Komas, the coma of Barosh, the coma of Mordechai, I mean, he wanted to cut him down. Bikesh Agogi Ben Hamadasa, V'niya Solo L'Pachul Mokesh, what he wanted to do to Mordechai became for himself his own Mapola, V'Gavaso Nishboso, right? Haman the Big Balgaiva. And he mamish got caught in the trap that he himself set. Rosh Yamini Niseisa. This is Niseisa like the Sar HaMashkin, not like the Sar HaOfen. Right? Niseisa, right? The Tisa, Yisa Paravus Roshcha. So this is the good kind. Rosh Yamini, obviously Mordechai from Binyamin. V'oyev Shmo Mochisa. Rov Bonov. Rov means Meruba. Like when you say in davening by Hashem, right? Mulol Barot. Rova Tishbachos, it doesn't mean most. It's a lashon of merube, a multitude of. The kinyan of Aloetz Tolisa. So it's not so clear, like what was Nisla Aloetz kinyan of. Not so clear. Okay. Yivonim nikbetsu alai azai bimei chashmanim. So nikbetsu alai could either mean the mulchamas or it could mean ganged up on me with the gzeros. That's a reference to the Gezeiros. Ufartzu Chomos Migdolai, that's the 13 pirtzes that are in the walls around the Azara. V'timu kol ashmonim. Uminosa kankanim nasaneis lo shoshanim, b'neis ala kol de shoshanim, in Tehillim, Perek Pei, they're called shoshanim. Actually, in Shir Hashirim also, they're called shoshanim. B'nei vino, that's the Sanhedrin. That's Yisachar. That's the specific reference to Bnei Yisachar, Yoidei Bina, Le'itim. So Bnei Bina, Yemei Shmona cover Shir Uranonim. They were Kaveya 8 days of Shir Uranonim. That's the Lashon HaGemara, the Lashon of the Brisa, the famous Brisa in Masechet Shabbos, is that they were Kaveya 8 days, Bahalal V'Hoidah. That the essence of the days and the purpose of the days is really to be Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodah is the theme that we say, Alanisim, Hodah. And here also, the most sure stanza reflects that, B'nei Vina, the Sanhedrin, Yemei Shemona Kovashir Uranonim, they were Kaveya Shir Uranonim for 8 days. What? Maybe they. The Chachonim, it says, the Brisa says, Kavu, the Sanhedrin. The Chashmonom were not. The Sanhedrin. There was a Sanhedrin then. Because they didn't want, they Esther wanted on the Darga. It's a good question. I'm answering you though. It probably has to do with the Gemara. You see, over there by Esther, there's two ways of this. The Gemara has like a repetitive story. In one place she says Kosfuni Ladoros, and in one place she says Kavuni. So not only she wanted to be part of Tanakh, and Mamela she wanted the Nais to be Nichtav. And when the Gemara in Shabbos says Ma Esther, right, Ma Shachar, Ayelos Ashachar Sof Halayla, Af Esther Sof Kol Hanisim, the Gemara asks Vika Chanukah. So you see the Gemara answers Zenitin Li Kosev, Zenitin Li Kosev. So maybe I'll talk about it Friday night, maybe I'll talk about it Shabbos, and maybe I won't talk about it at all. But what you see from the Gemara clearly is that a nes that was nitan likosev it becomes part of, like it's on a darga, like it's in Tanakh, that's what nitan likosev means, and it's part of the fabric, it becomes part of the fabric of the Ma'agal Hashanah, much more than a drabonon dekeyontim, Megillas Tainis, you know, had fill yomim toivim in Megillas Tainis, you looked, every month had like 10 celebrations. It was like in Bobov, like they never said Tachanun, you know. Every day was a Yontif. So Chanukah was really just on that level. That's why they didn't make a big deal out of it. Purim, she not only wanted Kavuni Ladoros, but she wanted Kazvuni Ladoros. It goes together. And that's what you see from the Gemara, Zenit Likosev, Zenit Loinit Likosev. So she wanted a deeper installation, not Stama Derabonon. She wanted it to be like part of Tanakh, Divrei Kabbalah, and Taka Halacha, the Halacha reflects that, reflects it. Megillas Esther is part of Tanakh, and you darshan dinim from there and everything else, and it has a din of Divrei Kabbalah. It doesn't have a din of Derabbanan. The Yom Tiv, and it's, you say Sofik Deraisel Chumra. Hello, okay, bye. Fine, great, fantastic, bye.
But yeah. The Hanukkah was never controversial in the Chashmonaim. You see, like, only like the time.
It was never controversial as a Yom Tov. The Ramban turned around everything and made them into the bad guys. Right? Okay, we'll talk about that also, maybe. Or maybe we won't. And then the last stanza, which was made famous by Shweki, is a tefillah. It's a beautiful song. That's when I first heard of Shweki. Like that song. It really, I like the song a lot. It's a beautiful song. Maybe I'll sing it for you Friday night. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. It's really, really nice. Okay, so Chasoif Zeroa Kochecha. Chasoif means be Magala. Reveal. Reveal. Reveal Zeroa Kochecha. Reveal Zeroa Kochecha. The curve case Yeshua. Nikom Nikmas Dama Bodecha Me Uma Horeshah. Ki Orcholonu Hashah. Very long already. Ben Katesli Me Hara. Dechei Admon. That's Esav. According to this gear, so let's say. So Admon would be Esav. Bnei Esav is Admoni. So Dechei Admon means push him aside. Betzel Salmon is Gehenim. Salmon is Gehenim. So Dechei Admon Betzel Salmon. Hokim Lonu Roim Shiva. It's a plural. And the what?
decided like the art scroll said.
Nothing to do with art scroll. That's the gear. I don't know what art scroll. That's the gear. Roim Shiva. It's a mistake. Roim Shiva. Seven Roim. It's a Gemara in Sukkah. That's seven Roim. The Gemara talks about seven Roim is a phrase in the Navi Micha. Vakemonu Olov Shiva Roim. The Gemara in Sukkah Darshins, the Shiva Roim is Adam, Sheis, Mesushelach on one side, Avraham, Yaakov, and Moshe on the other side, and David Be'emtza. You could talk about this a lot or a little, whatever, but it's Roim Shiva. These are the Roim Shiva that will lead us L'Asud Lava. So the other gear says Mechei Pesha V'Gam Resha. I'm not a bucky in Girsos to know which was first, which was second, which is the real Girsa, which is the fake Girsa, which is the censored Girsa. I don't know.
There's also in the second phrase there, there's another
Girsa. Oh, that's Sikha the censor. Those are the faint of heart, didn't want to say Nekayim Nikmas Dama Vodecha. But we have no problem, right, Moshe? We don't know. Okay, so let's chazer over. Any questions? Ma'os, sur, speak up now or forever hold your peace. There's one word you don't understand. Only pshat questions.
Samur and some others.
What? So, yeah, it's a different word, but Ganem, yeah. Ma'os, sur, any word you don't know, speak up now. Ma'os, sur, yeshuasi, lechanoi, leshabeach, tikon, beis tefilasi, vishamto denazabeach, le'es tochin matbeach, a slaughtering, mitzor hamanabeach, ruff ruff. Oz Egmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah Samizbeach Ro'ol Sovanavshi B'Yogon Kochi Chila. By the way, Boruch Hashem Yom Yom is exactly the same structure as Moser Yeshuasi, where there's a general statement about all the Golosin, and then you have each Golos is a stanza, and then at the end you talk about the Geula HaAsida. You guys only know the Geula HaAsida part because that's what you sing Bashal Shudis. But the whole song is beautiful, and it's really the same structure as Mo'os Tzur Yeshuasi. Ra'o Sovanavshi B'yogon Kochi Chila, right? Chayim Eru B'kushi B'shibud Malchus Eglo, that's Mitzrayim. V'yodav HaGdolot, he says, Gula Chapev HaChazor Yodav HaMitzula, okay, Dvir Kot Shavyanav HaGam Shom Lo Shokotati, I didn't have Menucha there. U'bon No Geis, why was there no Menucha? Because they went into Golos Pashtus, that's what it means. U'bon No Geis V'higwan, Iki Zora Mavadi, that's Avodah Zora. The Ein Ra'al Masachli, that's the imagery of Kois HaTarela, the Pasuk says in Tillim. What?
Doesn't mean I used horrible stuff to make this up.
No. Kimat She'ovarti, Kais Bavel Zerubavel, he was the one that led them out of it, the Kais Shivim Noshati, Kros Komas Berosh, B.K. Shagogi Ben Amdoso, I wonder what Nikbetzu alai. I wonder if there's different pshatim. If Nikbetzu is a reference to the Gezeros or the Mulchamos. It sounds like the Gezeros, because then it says Uportzu Chomos Migdolai, the Timu Kolashmonim, Shanim, that's us, Bnei Vina is the Sanhedrin, Ukevei Ashir Unonimi Meishmoina, then you have the, okay, good. An old German tavern beer song. Oh, the words. Oh. Somebody called Mordechai. Right? Memory. That's all I know. Yeah, I mean, the people know. I don't know this stuff. I don't know this stuff.
It's not a universal song.
I don't know this stuff. I don't know this stuff. Well, it wasn't Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It was not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai.